And we've had Andoska Echo One Whiskey Hotel Charlie off the documentary archive Radio Communications in Vienna, Dokufunk. And I'm talking today to Ragmar Otterstad, Lima Alpha 5 Hotel Echo. Rag, thanks for giving us a call. You were involved in Gus Browning's allegedly first operation on Bouvet. What can you tell us about that operation?
Well, at that time, there had not been any real activity from Bouvet Island. And of course, everybody was very keen to see it happen. At the time, I was very active at the Exeter, as I am today, actually. And somebody said to me, what can I do to get a license for Gus? I said, I know the people at the telecom administration, so I can ask. So I had a meeting with the radio inspector. And he said, it's okay, just send me a copy of his American license and we can issue a license to him. No problem. And a couple of weeks later, I had the copy of Gus's license. And I visited the telecom administration again to arrange a license. And that was no problem. I said, what sort of call sign can he get? Because at that time, we still had not the three Yankee series and the Judith Whiskey and Judith X-rays. Everything was Lima Alpha. So he said, well, we cannot give him a special prefix, really, but we have a series which is used by scientific expeditions, and that is a Lima Hotel prefix. I said, that's fine. So let me pick one which is good on Morse. So I picked LH4C, which I think sounds good on CW. And 2 days later, I had a piece of paper in my hand with a license for Gus, and I sent a copy to ARRL. And that is the story.
How did you meet Gus? How did he get in contact with you?
I saw him many years later in Dayton, 25, 30 years later, but I never met him at the time. Everything was on radio or by mail.
You said he never went there. Have you been very much disappointed when you learned that he faked the trip?
Yes, of course. I mean, I put some effort into getting the license arranged for him. So I was very sorry to hear that later on it was proven beyond any doubt that he had not been on the island. And how this happened was that a few years later, the Norwegian Polar Institute had an extended stay on the island to make geological surveys. And one of the geologists was Hammeter. 3 Yankee 5 Delta Queen was his call sign from Bouvet, Tor Vinsnes, and he did the survey, and he had a copy of Gus's article in CQ magazine with him, so he could compare what Gus had written with the terrain, and it did not make sense. He showed me a photograph once many years ago about the place that Gus said he was operating. And it was obvious that nobody could stay there because the sea was waves, sending waves over the place all the time.
What is your guess? Did Gus go on an icebreaker? Did he at least come near Bouvet? Or was it all faked?
Well, the beam direction was pointing in the right way, South Atlantic. But the South Atlantic is a big place. So it could be anywhere there, but I have no idea. And I don't think anybody has ever investigated that. But I don't know.
Well, so far, we always thought that Sir Gus would never cheat the ham community. There is a slight suspicion now that he might have cheated at other occasions too. What's your opinion about that?
I don't know. And I give people the benefit of doubt, but it's obvious that you start asking questions when you find one fake operation. Could there be others? And we know that others have been faking operations too. So why not Gus? But I have nothing to substantiate that with.
Rag, you also were involved with the Lima Alpha 1 Victor Charlie's 3 Yankee 1 Victor Charlie operation. What can you tell us about that?
that was a professional expedition. And John, his name is John, he was a member of the team representing the Norwegian Telecom Administration and worked as a technician to look after the instrumentation and as well as keeping the radio contact with the mainland and back home. So he also had a license as a coastal station, and he worked coastal stations in South Africa on official business. And of course, on the side, he did some amateur radio. And it was crazy, and people start saying, well, this will not work because John is not a DXer. He has no experience in handling pilots. So he said, well, why don't you arrange a sked for those who needs me? And I said, okay, I'll put them on a list. So I took a list every week of some 30, 40 stations and sent the list with the call sign stream so he could take one by one. And that worked out quite well.
Rock, thanks for giving us all this information. Very interesting, and we are all looking forward to the next Bouvet expedition. I'm talking to Ragmar Otterstad, Lima Alpha 5, Hotel Echo, and I'm Wolf Harand, Oscar Echo 1, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, of the Dokufunk Documentary Archive Radio Communications in Vienna.